With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. CARECOM is marking a major milestone and K-Man is there. CIGTV's LaVita Thompson has more.
The Honorable Andre Ebanks is attending CARICOM's 50th regular meeting of heads of government in St. Kitts and Nevis.
So far, we've had great bilateral meetings, special guests from the UAE, Saudi Arabia, also Secretary of State Marco Rubio setting out the U.S. vision, lots of takeaways, lots of bilaterals, much to debrief when I get home. But in the meantime, just know K-Man is well represented. We're coming back with great ideas to many issues that we look forward to taking part in this administration.
As an associate member of CARICOM, the Cayman Islands has a seat at the table to ensure its interests are represented in decisions that could shape economic and social policy across the region.
Tune in tonight during the 6 o'clock news hour for a special in-depth report on the meeting. In court news, Julian Robinson has pled not guilty to a charge of being idle and disorderly following allegations that he exposed his genitalia to a member of the public on Seven Mile Beach. Robinson remains on bail with strict conditions, including a prohibition from entering any part of the beach, in compliance with an interim sexual harm prevention order. The court has not yet set a trial date. World Down Syndrome Day is coming up on March 21st, and Cayman's T21 NPO is inviting people of all abilities to take part in a special walk, run, scoot, and push event at Kamana Bay. Pediatrician Dr. Mona Kazemi says inclusion starts with assuming capability, not limits.
There's this assumption at times when you see difference, it's they can't. And the more that we have the assumption that they can, the more inclusive we are as a community, and the more that we can see everybody on the spectrum in the community. And again, that goes back to what we're doing with the run and walk, the scoot, the push.
The event will feature 1, 3, and 5 kilometer options with categories for children and adults, medals, trophies, cash prizes, and support for wheelchair users and people with different mobility needs. Again, it's March 21st at Kamana Bay starting at 5:30 a.m. with proceeds helping families access medical care, therapies, and inclusive programs. To register, volunteer, or learn more, visit t21npo.com. And a quick note, the General Registry has announced that its Cayman BRAC office will be closed from the 2nd through 8th of March for renovation. The office will reopen on March 9th at 9 a.m. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Vigialis. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian says his country is not pursuing nuclear weapons and has no intention of doing so. He was speaking ahead of talks currently underway in Geneva with the US over Tehran's nuclear program. They're being seen as pivotal. Talks on Ukraine are being held later in the day in Geneva. Overnight, Russia launched more bombardments. A court in Greece has sentenced 4 people to 8 years in prison each over the illegal use of a spyware that targeted the phones of dozens of politicians, journalists, business leaders and senior military officials. The 4 include Tal Dilian, a former Israeli soldier and the founder of the company that marketed the software called Predator. The European Union's top court has upheld fines worth more than $900 million against 12 airlines for operating a freight cartel. The carriers, which include Air France, KLM and British Airways, were accused of collaborating to fix prices in breach of competition rules. The head of the World Economic Forum, Berge Brende, says he's stepping down after the organization said it was looking into his relationship with the late American sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The WEF organizes the annual Davos gathering of world and business leaders. The number of births in Japan has fallen for a 10th consecutive year. The health ministry says just over 700,000 babies were born last year. The drop comes despite government efforts to address the declining fertility rate. The United States has condemned the rival factions in Sudan's conflict over the use of drone strikes that have resulted in civilian casualties. Kenya has begun administering injections of a new HIV prevention drug. The twice-yearly shot has been hailed as a potential game-changer in the fight against HIV. Gunmen have killed 25 people in Nigeria's northeastern state of Adamawa. Officials say suspected jihadists dressed in military uniforms attacked a market and 2 villages. BBC News.